Heyo, this is Shane.
And this is Olivia, and welcome to the Time Wasters podcast. Today, Shane will be giving his unwanted opinion about McDonald's while I ask him questions to drive why he feels this way. So, Shane, what is your favorite food at McDonald's?
My favorite food is the McDouble because it's just the greatest. It's priced perfect, and it's just amazing. But the only thing I don't like is if you order more than two, then it's just garbage. After, like, 10 minutes, it's cold, soggy, hard. It's awful. Like, I just wish they would just fix their food, period.
How do they fix that?
Don't hire garbage people.
I don't think it's the workers' fault.
It has to be the workers' fault.
Well,
they don't buy garbage food, they just...
Wait, how does it get cold, though?
Because I bet they make it early. They make it, like, beforehand, and then when I order it... And I always order it with, like, no onions or pickles, because I don't like that garbage. And so then they... I bet they just wipe it off or something and then give it to me. Because, like, half the time it's hot, and then half the time it's not hot at all.
But how popular are the McDoubles?
Well, they're on, like, the dollar menu, so I'd say they're pretty popular.
Okay. Well, if they make them beforehand, they probably keep them warm.
So, well, yeah, they keep them warm, but they made it already. They just
maybe
keep it under a hot light.
Maybe it's your fault that it gets cold?
No. Food should not get hard and really cold after, like, 10, 15 minutes.
That's a long time. That's just sitting there.
Yeah, but not that bad.
How long does it take you to eat one of them?
Well, usually I get a large fry with it also, and I take my time, so then, like, I'll eat half the large fry, and then I'll eat one burger, and then I'll eat the other half of the large fry, then eat another burger, and then I'll eat the last burger.
So there's three burgers.
Yeah,
I usually get three. Oh, I thought you said burgers. You got two. Oh, okay.
If I get more than two, the third one's always
garbage. Do you get a drink?
Yeah, I get a large Dr. Pepper.
Large Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Is it large too small for you? Is it the right size? Is this...
Well, their straws are like the perfect size. Like, you ever been to Pan Express?
No.
Their straws are like the tiniest little straws ever. And it takes like an hour to drink this huge cup that they give you. It's terrible.
Okay, so is their straws very large? Or?
Well, they're just like a normal size. Like, I would say they're the perfect amount of sippage.
What about the length of the straws?
I would say they're kind of even smaller than I think you'd want. Because I feel like if I have to move the straw when there's only like a little bit left to drink, I feel like it's too small. I feel like I should be able to just keep, like, not even touch the straw and just move the cup around. If you understand what I'm saying.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Do you think their food is too expensive?
Well, I don't think it's that expensive. It's pretty cheap for a garbage McDonald's place.
Okay, why do you eat there if you think it's garbage?
Because it's, like, the closest one, and I don't like to go anywhere else.
Okay, but you think going, like, an extra couple blocks just to get something else, do you think that's worth it or no?
I'm too lazy.
Okay, how else do you feel about McDonald's? Like, the workers or the actual
place? Oh, my God. The workers are awful. I don't like to go to places where just because I'm there, they have to speak to me. It's awful. Like, if they don't know my name, I don't think they should ever have to talk to me. Unless it's, like, a really important thing. Well, that'd make them want to talk to me even more. I don't want them talking to me at all. Terrible.
What about, like, a mobile order or something?
Yeah, but then they have to come out to my car. I don't want people to see what car I'm in.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. Why would you want someone
to... What about drive-thru?
What? I don't like talking to people. That means I have to talk to people.
Okay.
At least the inside has, like, the touch-to-order thing.
But what if that doesn't work? What if they're, like, off? Then you have to talk
I've never seen it off. And if it's off, I will be very angry. And I won't come back for, like, a week.
A week? That would be a hard week for you.
Yeah. It would be a hard week for them. I'm a lot of their business.
A lot? Yeah. How often do you get McDonald's?
I don't know. At least, it depends.
It depends. What about their breakfast?
Well, do they still have all-day breakfast? Do you know?
I think so. I don't know. You're the one who goes to McDonald's all the time.
I don't get breakfast because I usually go around lunchtime. So, okay. I don't know.
How? Like, do you go to other places or is it just McDonald's that you mainly go to?
Yeah, I'll go to, like, Renza and other things like that. But, like, McDonald's is just, like, a... easy, close, buy one. Even though it's not very good.
Okay, compared to other, like, fast food restaurants, how are their, like, chicken nuggets or how are their burgers?
Oh my God, their chicken nuggets are terrible. Like, their breading around the chicken nugget is just awful. Like, if you compare it to, like, Wendy's or something like that, it's just awful. And everyone's like, it's a great chicken nugget. It's terrible. Don't
ever But eat they're that. Pretty popular, so obviously...
I know, I don't know why people like them. It belittles me. I don't get it. It's just terrible.
Okay, what about their sandwiches?
They don't have sandwiches. You mean burgers?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I told you about those, you scoundrel.
Okay, but like they have more than just a McDouble.
Yeah, but I don't eat those. What? I get one thing and one thing only.
Okay, if you compare their McDouble to like a similar burger at a different place, then how is it?
It's pretty much garbage still. Like if you compare it to like it's a McDouble, which is a double cheeseburger, compared to a double cheeseburger at like Renza. The Renza double cheeseburger is like huge compared to the
Well, then McDouble. Why don't you go to Runza?
Because it's farther away. I don't want to go to there. And it's more expensive.
I don't understand you.
Well, it sucks for you. It's awesome being me.
And why? Why is that?
I don't know. Because I get to go to McDonald's all the time.
You hate McDonald's, but you still go there literally all the time.
Well, I mean, why would I change? I hate school. I come here all the time.
Because you legally have to.
Well,
you're not 18 yet, so you can't drop out.
So, I legally have to go to McDonald's.
You There's a law that says that all Shanes have to go to McDonald's.
All Shanes have to go to McDonald's? No matter what your name is, you have to go to McDonald's?
No, just Shanes.
Just Shanes?
I said Shanes, not no matter what your name is.
Sorry, I kind of said that wrong.
I don't go to McDonald's.
Why?
Because I can't eat there.
Oh yeah, you're screwed up.
I'm not screwed up.
You missed out.
I'd rather not spend my money on cheap food that I'm allergic to.
Yeah.
Do you like their ice cream?
I've never had their ice cream. I just don't think of McDonald's as an ice cream place. Yeah. And I'm not really that big into ice cream in the first place.
You don't like ice cream?
Like, I'll take, like, a chocolate shake, but...
What if their ice cream machine's broken?
I don't get ice cream over there. Because if it's broken.
Because it's broken.
I don't know.
Where do you go for ice cream?
Like, either I'll stop at, like, Dairy Queen to get chocolate shake, or I'll stop at, Arby's.
But why go out of your way to get those two chocolate shakes?
Because I feel like they're more of, like, a, hey, good job kind of meal. What? You ever have those?
No.
Or, like, after, like, a big win or something, you go out
to get, so like, McDonald's dinner. Just, like, the everyday, like, yeah, this is a normal thing.
It's garbage. Like,
you want to go out of your way to get this, like, a special meal. Usually, people's special meals are, like, steak dinners or Applebee's. No?
I don't care. That's garbage. Spend $40 on, like, a piece of meat. That's
what I want. You could get a fake piece of meat at McDonald's.
Just as much flavor.
What about, like, people, like, other customers at McDonald's?
Oh, my God. There's always about 17 construction workers just sitting in there. Like, and I could tell because I always have, like, the stupid vest on, the bright yellow vest.
That keeps them alive. That's not stupid.
I don't care. Take them off, you losers. And it's like, God. They all sit there, and I order my meal on the touchscreen thing, and then I get the stupid cup because they keep their cups out there because when they're dealing with other customers at the counter, and I always feel like I'm stealing the dang thing. Because it's like, they're just sitting there, and one, it's really hard to get those things out of the container. So I have to, like, just really try to grab it out of there. And then I have to go fill up my cup, and then I just sit down and wait for my meal. And everyone stares at you, because they're wondering what you're doing just sitting there. And it's awful.
Have you ever gotten in trouble for stealing a cup?
No. Most of the time, I try to make eye contact with someone, at least, to give them, like, the head nod or something.
Like, you try to make eye contact with someone, but you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to them.
That's very misleading.
I feel like, well, I don't think being polite is... I think being polite is a waste of time.
It's why?
Useless. Being polite means nothing.
So, if you see someone who's polite to you, think you should just, like,
well, I'll be polite to them, but I just don't think we should talk at all. Like, if... like, I used to be a cashier... And when people be like, hey, how's your day? I would just be like, yeah, how's your day? Even though he doesn't care how my day's been, I don't care how his day's been, so why do we even do it? It's a waste of time.
Because otherwise it's awkward if you don't say anything.
Who cares? I'd rather be awkward than have to speak to some random person. I feel like it'd be more awkward to talk with a random person than just sit there.
That's the whole point of talking with them, so it's not awkward. And you, like,
no.
Sometimes people actually care how your day's been.
No, they don't. You think it's, like, the end of the world, or, like... Like, what if when some random customer asked me, like, how's your day? And I'd be like, oh, it's been terrible. Can I talk to you about it? It's been awful.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Yeah, right? See, they're expecting to say, it's been good. How's yours? That's it. That's all the conversation is.
Yeah.
It's idiotic.
That's the point. The conversation is supposed to be short.
Which it makes no sense. It's a waste of time.
Okay, so then why do you answer them at all? Why didn't you just ignore them?
Because if I didn't answer them, I feel like I'd get fired.
And you don't want to get fired?
Yeah, I didn't want to get fired.
So why do you have a job that involves you talking to people?
Actually, I don't have to talk. Only time I have, usually, like, there's supposed to be a rule that, like, when you're within 5 feet of someone, you have to, like, say, can I help you find anything?
Just avoid like being within 5 feet of anyone.
Well, I just feel like if most people, when they go to like stores, they don't want like six employees to talk to you. They don't want like six like, hey, can I help you find something? No.
I don't even want one person.
Exactly. So I just like do the thing where you just make eye contact, you give them like a little head nod, let you know they're there. And if they need you, they'll ask you a question.
Your head nods are weird, though. You look at the customer like, so, you know, like...
Well, I don't go up.
You
go
do
down.
It whenever you see me.
Well, yeah, because I'm saying hi.
So you'll talk to me, but not some random stranger.
Well, yeah, because we see each other on a daily basis.
Oh, sadly.
Yeah, I know. I wish you were gone.
Oh, you're so mean. Okay, back to McDonald's. Is there anything else that you, like, feel about, like, any other strong feelings that you have towards McDonald's? Is there anything you like about McDonald's?
Well, their food isn't, like, I hate their food, but I eat their food. Like, it's not,
like, I say it's terrible. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know. But the new layout is awful because their counter, like, you know, normally counters, like, is a whole counter, and then there's, like, a back entrance. Their counter is, like, two halves, and there's a hole right in the middle for people to walk out, for, like, the employees to walk out.
You should just walk in, see what happens.
Well, it's, like, I just don't, like, last week, I saw just, like, some guy in a suit just walk back there. I was like, is this guy stealing something?
He probably, like, owns a McDonald's something.
Well, I figured it out later.
You should tell him. Some guy in a suit walks back, and you're like, oh, my God, he's stealing.
Well, I didn't know. He didn't have a badge on or anything.
You should sit him down and tell him about how much his McDonald's sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, I doubt he'd care for me.
Why?
Because
if you're a regular customer, you think maybe he would listen to you.
Oh, and I see this one lady there all the time. She literally, like, every time I get food, she always hands food to me. And I always feel really weird because I'll come in, like, there'll be times where I'll come in, like, 2 days in a row because I don't want to make food at home. And she'll give it to me both days. And I always feel weird that one day she's going to be like, hey, you come here a lot. You should eat better or something.
Yeah.
And I always get, like, the exact same thing. So I always feel
weird.
But
that's the funny thing. You eat like trash, but you're literally the skinniest person in the school.
No, I'm fat. I'm real fat.
You're literally a toothpick.
Well, a few years ago, I used to weigh 70 pounds. So, at least I weigh like 150. No, I weigh like 150.
Okay, but it's because you got taller. It doesn't mean...
Well, boo-hoo, get over it.
I was never upset by it. Okay, is that all you have to say about McDonald's?
Pretty much.
Pretty much? Okay.
Okay, sign it off.
Okay. That was great.
Yep.
It's too long to put headliners, so you don't have to put captions.
Good. I don't want any.
Yeah. That would be rough to do captions, too. I feel like half the time we're a bumble.
Pretty much, but that was like the best part. I think it was like 12 minutes.
Oh my god.
Well, I took a clock. I went to the clock, but I guess that's kind of like a good. Yeah, I kept saying guard because I didn't want to crap.
Who needs
the guard
thing for everything?
Thank you. We're done with a 12-minute podcast.
Oh, shit.
What? No, I don't know how. I can check it.
That was the...
What?